Attention everyone, this is an emergency broadcast. The loud frequency coming from your radio is not a mistake. Do not turn off your radio, but instead turn up your radio as loud as it can go. Do this so we can broadcast this frequency as loud as possible.
Welcome, you proven people, to the Game Stuff Podcast, the best place to listen for your random gaming stuff. I'm your host, the gaming gal Kalai. I am joined by the Teenage Mutant Ninja himself, Joe. What's up, Joe?
Hey!
I am also joined by the grounded one, Corey.
How's it going? Stay grounded!
Before we get this ice cream truck on fire started, I want to get some housekeeping out of the way. Please subscribe, like, and rate us on iTunes and Google. Check out our Facebook group, provengamer.com/GameStuffPodcast. And our Twitter is GameStuffCast. So come talk to us. We'd love to hear from you.
Because we need to talk to someone because we've already broken down three ice cream trucks on trying to record this episode. And we need more input from you guys to help us out. So now, we don't be just on fire all the time.
Now, Corey, where would they find those ice cream trucks on fire?
They would find those ice cream truck fire actually on the Proven Gamer website. If you guys haven't found it, I don't know what the hell you're doing. You're obviously not on fire enough about how well we're doing, and you don't believe in us. I hope you believe in us. I mean, I believe in you guys. Liking and subscribing and everything on all of our podcast places, and also finding that fire truck on fire. And remember, if you can't find it, just send Tricky Mick a message and just let him know. He's a nice man. He'll nicely respond to you as long as you don't say that Breath of the Wild is a better game than Last of Us. Because, you know, he has a thing where he doesn't like that. He also doesn't believe in that. So, you know, just be nice. Just send Tricky Mick a message and tell him that, you know what, we understand that you quit smoking. And we believe in you 100% of the time.
Okay.
Thank you for that, Corey.
Joe, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a lot of stuff. I've been playing mostly PS4 stuff. Played a little bit of Marvel Ultimate Alliance. I got through about 50% of the game. I'm liking it. I really like the PS4 port. I know a lot of people bitch about it and say it's a lackluster port. But I was like, what do you want? I just really wanted to play Marvel Ultimate Alliance again. And I asked Corey, like, I waited and waited for this thing to go on sale. Like, waited. Like, they put it on sale for, like, $40 once. And I was like, nah, that's not enough for me. That's too rich for my blood. So I waited and waited. And then it went on sale finally. I think it was, like, $32. And I was like, yeah, I could swing that. I could swing that. So I picked it up.
Was it the bundle, too, for $32?
Yeah, it was the bundle. Fuck, dude, I'm cheap, Corey. Which doesn't make any sense, but we don't need to talk about that here in the podcast. But but anyway, yeah, I bought it. I bought the two-pack, and then I beat the second one first because I've never really finished the second one ever because I got it on PS2, but by the time that came out for PS2, I was already playing like... Oh, I'm sorry. That one came out for 360.
By the time 360 and PS3, yeah.
Yeah, by the time that came out for 360, I was already moved on to, like, the Wii, I think, at that point. It was a sad point in my life. Like, everybody got bit by that Wii bug, and I regret it every day. I got that monkey off my back, eventually. It's an expensive habit to kick the Wii. I mean, you had to buy a lot of shitty shovelware in, like, three good Nintendo games. But anyway... Enough with that. Actually, there's pretty good games on the Wii. I can't hate on the Wii that much. But anyway, so I played Marvel Ultimate Alliance. I got like 10 or 15 trophies out of that. So it was a good time had by all. I also played the first season or whatever the hell you want to call it of Life is Strange. So I beat episode 1 and then I started episode 2 because I took a little break from it because it's a heavy game and you kind of have to like be paying attention when you play a game like that. Any narrative-based game, because I don't really like it's not like playing something I've already played before where I can listen to a podcast or talk to Corey. Like, I need to pay attention because I need to, like, invest myself in the story. So I'm liking Life is Strange more than I really thought I ever would. I think the subject matter is very deep, and I'm really loving the game. I love the character development in that game, and I love, like, well, I mean, it's a basic blatant knockoff of the Butterfly Effect, but I'm okay with that because I like the Butterfly Effect. I actually did one of my final papers for my undergrad degree for psychology on the Butterfly Effect, so I find it fascinating. Chaos theory is very fascinating. So, other than that, I was playing Shadows of Mordor. And I don't know if you guys remember, but when we did Extra Life, that was the game where I pretty much fell asleep because I hit a wall where I pretty much told Corey, like, I couldn't play games anymore. And I was like, oh, shit, I gotta go to bed. And yep. I think we were at, like, hour 13 of 24.
You were at hour 13 of 24. I was at hour you were at 19 like, of 24.
You're at, like, yeah, you were at, like, hour 19. And it's funny because you still made it past 24 hours.
Oh, I was into, by the time we finished, I think I was 42 hours. That's why I applied to do a world record for playing a fighting game the longest at 42 hours, because, you know.
Is it just for playing a fighting game?
Yeah.
Is that what the record's for?
Yeah.
Oh. Interesting. So, I didn't know that it was just for a fighting game. That's cool.
Well, that's the one I'm doing. I mean,
I saw that you registered and you didn't get your, did you get your anything back from them yet?
Well, it takes 12 weeks.
Oh, shit. That's a long process.
Well, that's the thing, right? That's why when it comes down to it, I haven't been approved yet. Once the more things come along.
They're going to send you, like, the rules and all that shit?
They already sent me all the rules. I already know that.
Oh, they did?
So that's a topic. That's it. That's a topic for another day, for sure. To go through that whole process.
Stay tuned, because I want Corey to explain that to me. That'll be next time on Game Stuff.
Have you been playing anything else, Joe?
Other than that, I dabbled a little bit in Fire Emblem. I went back and played a little bit of Fates. I'm finishing up Conquest. I know Kalai's played Conquest, so yeah, fuck those objective missions where, like, you have to, like, block the fucking enemy from crossing a line or, like, taking a fucking prisoner captive. Those things are fucking hard. I'm good at Fire Emblem, but that shit tests my limits and my patience. Like, I almost threw my 3DS at the wall the other day. I was literally like, fuck this. It's like, fuck this level. Like, seriously.
I think that's where I'm stuck. I'm stuck in Conquest. I was like,
Birthright's a joke. It's like playing Awakening, like, on, it's like playing Awakening on even easier mode than Awakening was. But Conquest is no joke. Conquest tests your mettle a little bit. I'm also playing Conquest on hard. I'm not playing it on normal, which is even more ridiculous. But I like a challenge with Fire Emblem. So I'm super excited now that I own a Switch, because all I can't wait for is the new Fire Emblem game this year. Like, I'm gonna ruin my life. Like, I can't wait. I'm gonna take lots of bathroom breaks.
Oh, and you played one other game too, Joe.
Oh, Diablo. Correct?
Yeah.
I played Diablo with Corey and our good friend on PSN, Dante Da Silva, and they pretty much marched me through from level, what was I, like, level 31 all the way to level 70?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it was 31. They got me from 31 to 70 in, like, 5 hours. Not even. I think it was, like, four.
It was about 2.5 to that, and then we just got you legendary gear, and now you're all...
Yeah, now I'm all fucking decked out to run through the fucking campaign now. Oh, and I didn't even pick up the shit that Corey left me in my mailbox yet. That shit's gonna fucking destroy.
And that's gonna be rage quit, because you're gonna have to, like, open up your inventory, put it in. You're gonna be full. You're gonna be pissed. You're gonna have to
No. Corey taught me how to mass salvage, and I was like, oh, you don't lose all your legendary loot. He's like, no. He's like, you just lose your shit. I was like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever.
And because we were running him through, I made sure, because I know Joe.
And shout out to Dante again. Dante fucking dropped, like, $4 million on me. He's like, here, have $4 million. I don't need it.
Yes, you can upgrade your storage unit. Yeah.
He was like, boop, boop, boop. I was like, oh, that's a shitload of money.
Nice.
I was like, I don't have to play the game now.
Have you been playing anything else, Joe?
Oh, yeah. I was talking to Corey today about it. My PlayStation Now finally updated itself, so I can play Gravity Rush because they added Gravity Rush remastered, and I will not pay for a physical copy of that game, but I want it so bad because it's literally like an $80
physical game. You're the reason why it failed, Joe.
Because I didn't go out and buy it day one, because, you know, that's how the gaming industry works. Please.
Wait, yep. Isn't Gravity Rush through Limited Run Games?
No, Gravity Rush PSP PlayStation released a remastered about a year and a half ago, and they released it at almost full price, and, like, nobody bought it, because they're like, this shit's expensive.
No. Okay, so the way it worked, Kalai, was Gravity Rush, the original, came out for PlayStation, or for the Vita.
It's a Vita game.
So what they did is when they came out with Gravity Rush 2, they had it where it was kind of like a combo. They had a combo kit, or you could buy it separately, and they did remaster it, but they only charged you half the price for the PS4 version.
Nope.
But it was only digital for the first bit, if I'm correct. But that's where a lot of people just bought the second one and played the second one and didn't give a crap about the first one.
Yeah, physical one's like, gotcha. It was like $40 when it came out. 40 or 50. And then it's up to like 80 on Amazon now because it's discontinued. And you can't find it in like any GameStop. I always look for it every time I go into a GameStop. It's kind of like my obsession with looking for like Fire Emblem Radiant Dawn copies when I go into a GameStop for the Wii. And if I find one, I just buy it and I put it in my stack of Radiant Dawns. I think I have like five of them now.
You should give me one.
Do you? You don't
That's
have
ridiculous.
It?
No.
It's my favorite.
Do you have a Wii?
It's my favorite fucking Fire Emblem game. Yes, I do. Yeah.
No. I'm talking about Kalai.
No.
Yeah, she has a Wii U. It'll play on the Wii U.
Yeah.
Kalai, will you ever play the Wii U ever again? Is it even hooked up, or is it sitting in your basement?
It's like Greg Miller.
Along with Jim's dignity, because he can't have good stuff.
It's a fucking
poor Jim.
Doorstop is what it is. I would use that cheese wedge of a gamepad to like door to, as like a doorstop. I'd like wedge it under my door to keep it open. It's like all it's useful for now, because the Switch is a beautiful device. I love it.
It is a beautiful device.
So, Corey, what have you been playing this week?
Well, with my birthday on January the 3rd, so I celebrated. I celebrated by playing Telltale Batman all in one day.
I think we talked about this last episode.
Yeah, you
was it
like
last
a...
episode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then, you know what? What day is it? Oh, it's the 12th. Yeah, so, yeah. You know
Corey
what?
Played Diablo this week.
I played Diablo. Played Borderlands 2. So, that's what I've been playing. And then waiting to play Neo with Joe. Other than that, I platinumed Cat Lateral Damage.
Congrats. Oh, congratulations.
Congrats on that platinum.
I have two platinums then.
Or should I say, cat-gratulations.
Yeah, I think I have two platinums then, Joe. I've completely forgot about the cat lateral damage platinum, so that should be two platinums. And then...
That's fucking great. Yes, that's two platinums.
Yeah. So I'm already a fifth of the way to my 20 platinum record by the end of the year. But the problem is now... It runs into the issue of all the platinums I want now are super, super, super hard.
So let's just put a list out. Let's put like three up there. What are the three that you really want to go after this year?
What, platinums?
Yeah.
Diablo 3, I want to for sure platinum because I only need one more trophy. Okay. So that's definitely on the list.
You just need the bounties one?
Yeah, which is probably 6 hours of playing the game.
Just play an hour a night. Just play an hour of Diablo a night and you'll have it eventually.
It's so painful. It's so boring. It's just boring.
I'll do it with you. I'll just make new characters every time.
You don't need to make a new character. It's just you play with the character you have. It's just playing it constantly.
All right. Well, I need that trophy too, so I'm eventually going to have to go through it. So,
might as well. And then I haven't really figured out what the other two are. I'm really thinking about playing Catherine.
That's not till the end of the year though.
Yeah, but
mean the PS3 version?
Yeah.
It's
and beating
not hard.
It before the PS4 version comes out.
It's not
just
hard.
Not
at
platinuming
all.
It. I haven't really looked. I got to look at my list of games and just figure out some games to play. I'm more or less for me the platinums really isn't something that is a must do. It's more or less just beating games. Like there's a couple games I know for sure I want to go back and play and beat. Far Cry 3 is one of those. Catherine's one of those. A big one is I want to really
you own Catherine,
badly.
Right?
What?
You own it for PS3?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it a PSN game at one point?
Yeah, they're all PSN one. Are you talking about like PS Plus?
Yeah. That's what I meant.
No, I don't think it ever was. But I gotta beat that, and then I want to beat, trying to remember now.
Catherine's fucking awesome. What a great game.
Yeah, I want to try to beat Mass Effect 3 if I can find a copy of it.
Yeah, no. Just don't waste your time. Just what, go Mass back Effect to 3? Playing Andromeda.
No. Mass Effect 3 is a good game.
It was okay.
I would like to platinum Mass Effect 2, because I only have 2 trophies for that.
Let me guess which 2 you have left. The survival ones for the end of the game?
No, it's beating... The 2 I have left is Everyone Survives.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Super easy. Yep. Yeah, that one's super easy to get.
If you plan it out, you can get it in one shot.
Yeah, and then the other one is because the PS3 version didn't work properly for me, it's beating the game twice. And then beating it on the hardest difficulty. And that's it.
Oh, shit. Those suck. Well, the beating it twice doesn't suck, but the beating it on the hardest difficulty sucks. I mean, at least it's not as bad as the trophies from Mass Effect 1, which it was like beat the game 5 fucking times.
Yeah.
It's a long fucking game to beat 5
times. So there's
times.
A lot of games. I got to make a list of games that I actually want to go back and play, because like looking at PSN profiles really opened my eyes to how many games I have in my collection.
I agree. I looked the other night after you told me about it.
Yeah, like I think... to give you guys an example, I mean, I've been a PlayStation guy from day one. Just to give you my stats as it sits today, 634 games I have owned and played on PlayStation.
It's a lot.
It's
a boatload of games.
I've completed 10 games.
Because
I have 10 platinums, right?
Well, that's just platinuming 10 games, yeah.
Yeah, completion is 20%, so 1 out of every 5 games I've actually played through. I've unearned trophies is 14,763 trophies.
God damn.
But I'm in the top 3,000 right now for Canada, which isn't bad. But that's where, like I say, the funny thing is that when I look at my... I have 95 pages of trophies.
Damn.
Just because of how long I've played. And, like, I look at my trophies, and, like, the first trophy I ever earned was in July of 2008. So, I've...
That's cool.
...been earning trophies for 10 years. Which is crazy.
What else have you been playing?
That's pretty much it. Like, I mean, that's pretty much all I've been playing this week, because I've been really, like, listening to Joe, and Joe's, like, all platinum hard. So, I'm just, like, trying to figure out what I can play right now.
Not platinum hard, more trophy hard than platinum hard.
Well, trophy hard, but I'm just trying to figure out games I can play, but that's where I'm getting to the point where I might just bring out the good old PS3 and start playing some games like that.
I told you gotta do that, because...
Because, you know what, sometimes there's not, you don't have to get trophies and everything, right, Kalai? Because I'm sure you've played some things without trophies.
Yes, I've been playing Wolfenstein 2. I think I'm at the end of the game, because you guys played Wolfenstein 1, right?
Yes.
No.
Really?
No, I got it for Christmas.
How did you not play Wolfenstein 1?
I got it for Christmas. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to take that voyage.
Well, I'm in Venus now, so usually when you go off planet, usually you're at the end of the game.
No, you're still quite a bit away.
Are you serious?
Yeah, if you're off the planet, that means... Or you're not... let's see, Wolfenstein 2, sorry. Yeah, I have no idea. I thought about Wolfenstein 1. I was like, Wolfenstein 1, off-planet. I'm like, wait a second. The closest you ever get is you go under the sea.
Under the sea.
No. In Wolfenstein 1, you go to the moon.
Yeah, but you also go under the sea.
Stop fucking ruining the game for me!
You know what else you do? You have a baby. You have lots of dirty, raunchy sex and have a baby in the game, Joe. Maybe is that why you don't want to play it?
God damn it. Yeah, I'm against that.
It's because your daughter stays up most of the time with you playing games, and you don't want to expose your... I understand. You're being a good father and not wanting to expose your daughter to that.
She watches professional wrestling. She'll live.
Oh, man. Is she going to watch it on the VR? Corey was right. Hashtag Corey was right.
Yeah, I hate you for that. I now have to buy a PSVR. So
oh,
I can
nice.
Watch WrestleMania in VR.
I know. I told you. Joe's like, oh no, VR is dying, whatever. I'm like, the day that they come out with VR that you can watch wrestling in VR, you're going to buy a PlayStation VR headset. And you're like, that's never going to happen. What?
And then it's
I can't hear you over the silence of your money coming out of your pocket and buying a PlayStation VR.
It wouldn't be silence if I was taking money out. You'd see it. You would hear all the coins falling out of my pocket.
Through the Amazon link on the Proven Gamer website to just look at how much that PlayStation VR is. See if you can get it shipped with that one-day Prime and then given that Twitch subscription to the Proven Gamer Network or whatever else you guys like, because, you know, Twitch Prime, don't let Amazon take your damn money. And then he's just checking in to see how much it costs, because he knows that going through that link is going to keep this show running and keep it going. And he's just like, $700, we get paid 70 cents, perfect. The show can keep going for another, like, half a minute. But, Kalei, what else have you been playing?
I went back to Pokemon.
Whoa. What Pokemon are you rocking?
I mean, you already, you know what, Kalei? You already caught the best Pokemon ever.
Gym. She's a gym leader.
I've been playing Moon. Not Ultra Moon, the regular Moon, because I got it for Christmas last year, and, like, I just couldn't get into it.
Damn.
So, I know, I started playing it again.
Weren't you supposed to play that with your cousin?
I am. He, like, totally, he's onto Ultra now, because he's got, his kids play it, and so, like, they're always playing and battling.
Yeah, but
and
that's just, messed up. Like, when you have kids that are old enough to play Pokemon, it's, like, cheating. Because you can just make your kids play your Pokemon games for you.
You know, well, what's worse is when you have your kids that outdo you in Pokemon games and you feel, like, old.
No, he's not having that problem. The problem he was having was they had to have every starter. So he would play the game.
Oh my god, he has to start the game, like, 9 times.
Yes.
Just to get it so they all have the starters.
So that's a funny story, I'll tell you guys. Me and my friends, every time from, like, I think the time we were, like, in high school. Yeah, I would say about the time. No, about the time we were in middle school. Every new Pokemon that game would come out on a Sunday, right? So we'd all beg our parents to get them for us. And then we would meet at one person's house and have a sleepover. And literally what we would do is just keep starting our games over that entire sleepover. So everybody could get all the starters. And then my one friend
told us about that.
No, I don't think I did. My one friend went ultra hard, right? And he would start his game over, like, 15 times and, like, save and, like, keep trading everybody all his starters and then get them all back and use that as trade leverage on every kid at the school ground. He'd be like, yo, I got the starters. Do you? Nope, but I'll take your red Magikarp and I'll take your fucking legendary Pokemon for a starter. Kids were dumb, man.
Well, you know, in the new one, it's, like, it's so much harder now because you can't trade right away. You have to get to an hour or to 2 hours into the game before you can start trading.
Wow, so he's, like, doing 2 hours just for one single Pokemon?
Dude, the fucking beginning of Sun and Moon is ridiculous. It's, like, 4 hours long before you can do anything. It's a giant, it's a whole island tutorial. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I haven't played much of the new ones.
It's the reason I quit Pokemon. Like, literally. I was like, this tutorial sucks, and this game is so boring. I didn't like the game. I didn't like the aesthetics.
But obviously, Kalei, you're not bored with it. That's why you continue to play along with a lot of other games, like...
Kalei, do you wish that game was on the Switch? Do you wish you were playing Pokemon on the Switch right now, like me?
I don't know about that. That's a discussion for a different day, because I have some thoughts on that.
Okay.
The other game that I've been playing, I went back to, is Danganronpa 3.
Danganronpa's amazing. Don't tell me any spoilers. Don't tell me any
spoilers. I'm actually... I'm just about to beat chapter 2. I'm at the end of chapter 2 because, of course, I want to get into this trophy war that you guys are having.
That's fine. You're not gonna.
So
if you stop playing PC, maybe you'll have a chance.
Exactly.
At getting third place.
That's fine. Third is better than.
Third is 3 out of 3. So that would be last. But remember, if you ain't first, you're last.
Yeah, but most of my time's been taken up playing Wolfenstein because that game's amazing. The graphics are amazing. So, but let's go to our topic of the show.
Yep.
Which is an interesting topic.
Topic of the show.
CES 2018 just happened this week.
It did.
And some of the tech coming out of it for the gaming industry is really cool. I want to look at that. And then I also want to look at some of the weirdest tech coming out of the show, because
CES has got all that fun stuff.
Yeah, it does. So the first thing to come out of CES for gaming is, did you see the Linksys that will make your Xbox One faster?
You know what? There's nothing that will make the Xbox One faster.
Except turning it off.
I wanted to. You know what makes it? Hey, Kalei, you want to know what that makes the Xbox One really fast? You buy a proper gaming PC and stop playing on it.
No, you know how you make the Xbox real fast, Corey?
Not having it.
You
throw out your window.
You put a bungee. You attach a bungee cord to it, and then you attach the other end of the bungee cord to your trunk, and you just drive it around town. That'll make it faster.
You know what else would make it faster, Joe? I could make it out of the window really fast. Yeah, throwing it out an airplane.
So apparently, this wireless router actually will detect if you have an Xbox One console on your network and fast track the gaming packets automatically to lower ping times. So that's kind of cool.
So what you're telling me is that the Linksys router does pretty much what it could do with everything else. It's just now it's Microsoft ready.
Yes.
Microsoft got with the times.
Gotcha.
Here's another item out of the CES. MSI put out a monitor that can alert you to your Discord messages. Because I know Joe loves Discord. His Discord.
Man, Tricky's going to be buying that monitor in a heartbeat.
No, thank you.
Every day, Tricky's going to be like, MSI hard. I still think the coolest thing I saw, one of the coolest things I saw that came out of the, when we talk about gaming and stuff like that. I know we don't talk about it a lot because, really, in all honesty, it isn't that great of gaming, is mobile gaming. But the new Razer phone hybrid is super sick. The idea
I was going to get to that, so I guess we'll do that now. Yeah, that's the Razer phone that actually clips right into the laptop to make it a laptop, correct?
Yes, and so the way it works is you clip it in, and then it puts your display onto the thing, and then your phone becomes the touchpad for the laptop. Then it actually makes it a 10,000 amp battery, so it lasts longer, plus gives you extra storage on the laptop. So the cool thing about that I find neat is it makes it so not only your phone can become this little tiny mini gaming machine, especially when you look at it. Like, I know Kalai, I don't know if you saw, but Civ 6 is now available on
the phone.
Yeah, and so the idea is, Civ 6 is available. Now, I heard that it's some crappier versions of it, but you think about it this way. If it comes out for Android, because that's what the Razer phone runs, the idea that you'll be able to run, plug this phone in, play Civ 6 on the go on your thing, but I like the idea of it being that it kind of turns it into a business / gaming kind of little thing, so that if I want to do like Excel spreadsheets, I can pop it in, pull up my Excel spreadsheets and continue going, and I don't have to carry a computer plus a phone. It's just all in one. It's pretty sweet.
I mean, but essentially, aren't you carrying a computer plus a phone though?
Well, I am now. The difference is that it's just bigger. It's just the idea that I get a bigger screen and I actually get a computer that I can hook a mouse up to. Like, the idea you can hook up a mouse and everything to it.
That's just super cool. Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some really cool tech coming out of here. How about, did you guys see this e-skin that turns your body into a gaming controller? You put on a suit and your whole entire body's the controller?
Yeah, they came out with that last year, but then it wasn't as good as this year. This year's super sick compared to the last year. Last year it was like half-assed, whereas this year's pretty sweet.
Yeah, last year was like the Kinect.
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't the Kinect. It was just it was such a thick bodysuit, whereas this one's almost like a pajama. It's almost pajamas. It's pretty thin.
You know what it looked like last year? It looked like that fucking, like, the Sega, like, what the hell was the Sega one? It was the Sega, like, Turbo Rocker, the fucking thing you wore to play Mortal Kombat. That thing was god-awful. Yeah. Like, never detected any of your moves, and you had to set up, like, that circular, like, bar structure. Oh, it's fucking
I know there's also a bunch of stuff that came out that Kalai, I know, is on your wish list. I don't know if you saw it. Ever. Like the good old black box VR. Really?
Yes. Yes.
Kalai knows what I'm talking about.
The Vive.
No. Oh, is it the Vive? Yeah, I guess it's the Vive, yeah.
The Vive put out a wireless headset for VR.
Wow.
That was like 3K. It's supposed to be better. So I'm like, ooh, how can I convince Jim to get me a wireless?
Because
I know how.
Let me explain how you convince him. Because with the release of that black box VR, they also came out with a special modular system that can hook up to your gym equipment. So that there's a special set of gym equipment to help you that will make you work out at the same time as playing video games. Now, you say, Kalai, how does that convince Jim? You say, Jim, you know what? I know you like me to keep fit and healthy. You don't want me to not get healthy, right, Jim? You know what? I could spend more time with you if I could have the gym in our house. But the thing is, there's one problem with that. I need this new VR headset. The other nice thing with me being nice and fit is I can get some muscles. A tighter bum, just mad muscles. I can actually be a little bit more aggressive. I don't know if you like that, Jim. We could do a little bit more foreplay. Who knows? This is virtual headset. You know, do you want to, like, maybe both wear headsets? We could both do something creepy. Because, you know what else came out CES? Weird sex dolls, because that always comes out at CES. Happens every year.
All over that shit.
Oh, man. And there's also a bunch of random VR porn stuff. Kali's like, you know what? You know,
and we're going to continue right there. I'm just going to stop you right there.
Where could you buy that VR porn stuff if you're really into buying that?
Once it comes out, you can buy it on the Amazon link through the Proven Gamer website. Because that shit's expensive. That will keep the show running for a long time. And then when you get really, and then after all that craziness that goes
get
on
off
wherever
and help
you're
keep
going
the
on, you can then phone Pizza Hut to get your automated pizza van that also decided to come out during CES, just like Black Mirror. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's
well,
crazy,
We'll get to those weird ones yet. We haven't gotten to the weird ones.
Oh.
The Asus came out with a laptop designed for MOBAs, which just, that floors me. What does that even do?
No one cares.
The whole point of the one that the design for MOBAs is more or less the idea that it has all your abilities. Like, the if I'm correct, your touchpad is an entire touchpad.
Yeah,
so
it's
it actually
a whole
has
touchpad.
Your abilities on it, so you can touch it. And I don't know. It's MOBAs. You know what? MOBAs were like 2013. Get on the Battle Royale trend. Like, come on.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Or, this is another weird one, but hey, it's gaming tech, so we should talk about it. How about the bezel-free kit that, like, turns your three monitors into one? It's like a sheet you put over all your monitors.
Why would you need
that?
Like,
it's
why?
It's super cool.
But why would you need it? Like,
I don't know. That's it's coming out.
It feels like useless tech. It's like a fucking Tamagotchi. Like, I want it. It looks cool. But why do I need it? It's just going to take shits on the floor and die in 3 days. So
it's like that Razer laptop that came out last year that you opened up and had three screens.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Amazingly dumb.
Joe, you just don't play the PC.
That's right. Fuck PC.
PC Master Race.
Fuck PC. Like, in its face.
Okay, that was like the cool things that actually came out.
No, you missed one cool one.
Oh, what did I miss?
What about the Hyperkin Game Boy?
Oh, you're right. The Hyperkin Game Boy. We do need to talk about this. That thing looks amazing. It can actually play the original Game Boy games.
It's like the size of the pocket, which I thought was the coolest thing, because it can actually fit in your pocket.
Thinner, right?
It looks exactly the size of a Game Boy Pocket. But like,
yeah, so it's not the original gray one.
No,
it's just the smaller one.
It looks like the silver pocket. Looks exactly like it, except it's backlit now. It has a bigger battery. Well, it has a battery. It doesn't take three AA's.
Which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
You know what else was... You know what? There's a couple of things we don't need to talk hugely about. Razer came out with a wireless mouse that also charges on the mouse pad.
I saw that. I thought
that
is pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
That's not a beginning... That's not something from Razer, actually.
Isn't it Razer?
No, Razer, I think, did it, but somebody did it last year. It was...
That's
like,
okay. Razer
Logitech.
Bought the shit out of him. Yeah, but Razer bought the shit out of him, and then they had
They
to,
bought the shit out of everybody, though.
You know what the other cool thing is? Now, I want to talk about something. I think this is a really neat idea. Technically, it's not 100% gaming related, but Kali, I don't know if you saw this. My special Aflac duck.
That was really weird.
No, no. Cool. Did you actually read into it and what it's supposed to do?
Explain
yes,
what this is, please, for all those listeners out there who don't know what this is.
Okay, so what my special Aflac duck is built for is it's a Aflac. Tiny duck. Yeah, it's literally built by Aflac. What it's meant to do is it has a special chip inside of it that it's to help kids that are going through cancer.
Whoa.
Now, how it does that is it's a way that the duck itself, as you pet it, it purrs, it cuddles with you, it shows emotion. If a child is also angry, because children, when they're going through that process, don't have, they might not be able to talk properly, they can use the Aflac duck to show how they feel like tapping chips to it. And the other cool thing that I really thought was really neat is while a child's getting their chemotherapy, the Aflac Duck has its own kit to also receive chemotherapy. So the idea that the Aflac Duck is there to support them through everything. And it's just really neat that they're coming up with technology that helps through something that's very hard for a lot of children. So I thought that was really, really neat. Cool. And it's a kind of a neat piece of technology.
Yeah, that is really cool. The only drawback to it was really creepy looking.
It looks like the Aflac Duck.
It's a prototype.
He's not creepy.
Gilbert Godfrey, he was creepy.
It could have looked a little smoother, but I like the idea behind it.
It looks better than the Sony robot dog.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that thing looks crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, crazy
so,
dog.
Let's talk about the weird stuff coming out of CES because
tons of
this shit is hilarious. Let's start with the new Kohler toilet. Have you seen this thing?
What?
It's got a heated seat, bidet.
That's baller.
Okay,
it's got a feet warmer in it. It warms your feet.
Yo.
It lights up. It plays music. And it interacts with Alexa, so you could say, Alexa, flush my toilet.
Sweet. So it's like for lazy dudes. This is like the single man toilet. That's how they should market this shit. Like, are you a gamer? Yeah. Do you like taking shits? Yeah. Do you want to take a shit, get your ass warm, and your feet? Yeah. Do you not want to flush your toilet by yourself? Yeah. Then we got the perfect toilet for you.
Joe, you want to hear the best part? I'm just looking this up as Kalai was looking it up. Not only is this toilet $6,000, this toilet also has a mood lighting. So, I mean, when you got to take that nice, you know, when you're not you just to get you in the mood to take a nice hard one. It's also got music playback, just so you can, like, I don't know, play your heavy metal.
Shit, I can listen to, like, metal while I'm taking a shit. Like, if it's a really hard one, I can be like, crank up the metal.
Wow.
Wow, this really is a friggin' off-the-rails show.
Yeah, this is gonna be off-the-rails.
Oh, it's fine.
How about the robot you can cuddle with? It's a bed companion to stimulate breathing.
That shit's gonna take over.
That's normal, Kalai.
That's gonna be like Detroit Become Human shit right there. The fucking cuddle monster's gonna take over and murder your whole family.
There's a lot of worse things you could cuddle with than a robot.
That's true.
Yeah, like the sex dolls.
Which we'll get to.
Which you can buy on Amazon.
What about, this is kind of cool. Though Jim says for $16,000, I don't need it. It is a machine that will fold your laundry.
I saw that. Actually, you know what? No. Okay, so there's two versions of this machine. I think the other version is better than this one. There's the one that folds your laundry. You know what? In all honesty, I think that's absolutely useless. The one that I like, Kalai, is there's one that they've built for business people somewhat like myself. Now, the way that one works is you put special hangers on each one of your coats, and you put a little dial on it. And what it does is in the morning, you can have it activated by your phone to pick out the clothing that you want, perm press it for you, have it all deodorized, smell nice, pop it out first thing in the morning. Amazing. Now, me shoving my clothes into a thing so it just puts two folds into it, and this machine costs $16,000, that person's going to make bank. All those rich Orange County housewives, they're like, oh my God, look it. Even though I don't fold my own laundry, I can get my housemaid to fold it faster so I can get her to rub my feet more. Like, I don't know what they're doing with their money. But, I mean, it seems, I don't know, it seems okay. It seems like one of those things that it's more or less those people that just feel they don't have the time. Seems weird. You give me a washing machine. You gotta give me see, the cool thing was, that came out, I think, last CES, was LG and Samsung came out with washer and dryers that were all-in-ones. So the washer and the dryer were the same machine. So it washed all your clothes, then dried all your clothes. Now, what I want to see happen is wash it all, dry it all, fold it all, spit it out. Then I will be impressed.
You're a hard man to please, because that's never going to fucking happen.
But they also have a robot that brings you your beer. Kalai's buying that, right, Kalai?
There's a robot? I didn't even see that one.
You didn't see the robot that literally will go into your fridge, open your fridge, grab you a thing of beer, and bring it back to you?
Yeah, you're totally going to be able to buy that using the Amazon link on provengamer.com.
Jim, just think about this. Jim, I can spend more time with you. We can sit on the couch and enjoy ourselves because I won't have to continue to get up to get a can of beer. It will get it for us. I know it's $196,000, but just think past that.
Think just, about the beer. Think about
just
the
think
beer.
About the beer and think about the time we can spend together. Now, isn't the time that you spend with me priceless, Jim?
How about the power spot, which apparently it charges a lot of gadgets with no cords.
Yeah.
And it has an 80-foot radius.
That sounds like a fucking fire hazard waiting to happen.
Well, no. I mean, it's
how hot
it's,
is that thing getting if it's charging all those devices?
Well, no. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, it's
literally a
hot
spot. It, like, burns a hole through your fucking floor.
I still think that's pretty cool, but, you know, like, that's where... That's the kind of stuff where I think, in all honesty, that we're going to see.
Technology.
Yeah, it's something that I still think is super cool. I just think it's something that we're going to, it's more or less, the question is when it will become readily available. I see the benefit of that on the idea that we're no longer having to have a lot of power cables near us, which is, I think, a good thing.
Yeah, because what does that do?
Because, like, as it is right now, I'm sitting on top of a power bar that's got 9 things plugged into it, and I've got 6 different cables running around me. Now, imagine it, all I have to have is this power thing sitting in a room that's fireproof, and it's charging everything here. That would be pretty easy and cool.
Yeah, but what's that emitted? What energy is that emitting around your house that's charging all that stuff?
I know, way better than 2.4 Wi-Fi.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I don't know. Either way, we're all screwed.
Here's something interesting. Here's a bracelet to deter against sexual assault, which is kind of cool, but...
It's like an upgraded rape whistle.
So what does it do?
Apparently, if you break the bracelet, like if you break the clasp, it emits the odor of a skunk.
So let's run a scenario here for those at home. So if you're trying to go at a lady and you break her bracelet... And that shit sprays skunk juice in your face. Wow. Just wow. Like, because I
okay,
could just...
So,
I could like, how would they demo this? They're like, all right, Sydney here, she's going to demo the bracelet here. And Johnny, he's going to be the perpetrator. So he's going to make a sexual advance at Sydney. And he's going to break the bracelet. And he's going to get sprayed with the skunk juice.
No, well, see, this is where the problem I find with this is that... What about if it's a homeless guy that smells like a skunk is trying to sexually assault you? He's not going to care. He smells it every day.
What if she's into people that smell like skunks?
It's neat that it's finally good that we're coming out with stuff that's better than a rape whistle. That's for
yes,
sure.
Yes, I agree.
But I still think the best thing to do is just carry a taser and just tase the shit out of him. I mean, that's...
Your phone is basically a taser. I mean, you could probably set it up to be a taser.
So here's my point. Here's my point with it. Joe, do you have any Switch games?
Yes.
Physical copies.
No, but if you could put them in, you could just put that in your date's mouth if he's fucking with you. That'll get him to stop real quick.
Yeah, I licked it because I wanted to know the taste.
You did it really?
I did.
I want to do it, so I might just buy a physical. I'll buy like a fucking used copy of 1-2 Switch for like $1.50 at my GameStop because that's all that shit's worth. And then I'll try and lick it and just return it and say, man, I licked this shit and it didn't taste good.
Hey,
I'm just gonna return this.
You know what the worst part is, Joe? Is that you're gonna literally lick a game that when the lick a game thing was popular, it was that game.
Oh fuck! Oh, I just
you're gonna literally
that, yeah.
Lick a used copy. Of God knows how many people have thought of that idea before.
And
it's
just,
like
it
the,
just licked that
the,
shit.
It's like the bicycles of friggin' used games.
I know. Everybody's had a turn.
So, Joe, I was just looking up some things that also came out at CES. So, and I know you were really worried about that charging thing that was, like, gonna, like, light your house on fire. Well, now Spartan has come out with silver-lined underwear, so the idea is it blocks 99% of phone and radio waves from your junk so that at least you don't get cancer in your balls.
I was gonna talk about that one.
Dude,
thing.
If I don't
that
have
one's...
cancer in my balls from having my laptop on there for, like, 15 years... I don't know what's going to give me cancer there.
And it also says that it makes it so you don't look like you have an adult diaper on while wearing this underwear. So fantastic. I know you need to wear an adult diaper, Joe.
But anything,
so I know
cancer,
that you're going to have to wear it on top.
Cancer's really not a joke, so I shouldn't really make
I'm not
a joke.
Talking about cancer. That's what I'm getting at. I understand that. I'm not making a joke of the cancer. I'm making a joke about you having to wear adult diapers.
So like silver line depends?
Well, this one says that they're so thin they don't look like adult diapers. So and I said, well, yours are going to look like adult diapers because you're going to have to wear them underneath.
Instead of calling them Depends, you can call them Defends. Because they're defending against the radio waves.
That's pretty good.
Get your packets of Defends. The commercial can go something like this. Do you sit with your laptop on your lap? Yeah. Well, we have the product for you. It's called Defends. Defends against 90% of radioactive waves.
Did you see the other underwear that came out of CES? That's an induction charging for your iPhone.
Yep.
Okay, so we just talked about how we want to have underwear that protects, you know, radio signals and all this stuff, and then someone decides, hey, you know, radio signals and all that shit's bad for you, especially being near your junk where it's the most highly active to have problems. Let's just make it so it wirelessly charges all your crap. Really?
I asked Kalia if it could charge a switch yet, and she said she didn't know yet.
The only thing that anyone's going to think of that being a good thing is because you can have a 24-hour butt plug and still have it powered all the time.
Oh my god. Look at Corey.
Just like,
and where can you buy that butt plug, Corey?
Through the Amazon link on the Proven Gamer website. Because sex sells.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
With the underwear, do you have to put it down your underpants to actually charge your phone? Do you walk with a big square, you know, like the iPhone 8, how big that is, down your pants? Or the Note, the Galaxy Note?
I mean, that would make you look good for the ladies. You got, like, a phone hanging down there. Like, hey, are you just happy to see me, or is that your phone? No, that's my phone.
Joe, it's literally going to be like bras for us guys. We're just going to like cleavage ourselves and then it's going to be like, oh, let me just get your number. Just reach down there and just pull out your, oh, sorry, I pushed a button while
you
I was
randomly,
down there.
You randomly
sorry.
Like pull your dick out. Oops. I'm just trying to get my phone.
And then that's when you use the sexual assault bracelet to make him smell like a skunk. And then after being so distraught and hurt, you're going to go home to your special Aflac duck and sleep with your robotic pillow.
One of the other things come out, which is really weird, is the LEQ, a social robot for seniors. I don't know about you guys, but I can't even teach my mother how to use her iPad, let alone a robot.
Seniors need less technology and robots. They're probably going to think like that shit's like Skynet.
Yeah.
Hey, Grandpa, you want to test this robot out? Nah, that shit's Skynet, man. I'm not going to go anywhere near that thing.
How about the, have you seen the 3D rudder? It's a game control for your feet.
You know what? That's actually a good thing. I see that.
It's like the cool rolling rocker?
That's for people. But no, but that's for people, I think, that like we talk about like disabled gamers and stuff like that don't have arms and want to like play and stuff. I think that's cool.
I think that's cool. I agree with that. But
I watched Top Gear where this guy, or not Top Gear, the new one, the Grand Tour, where there's Grand literally Tour. A drifter, like number one drifter, that's like a kid that has one. He uses his feet to steer the wheel. It's the most craziest thing I've ever seen.
But now I want to clarify something. I want to clarify something about this. This is designed for your VR system, so instead of using your thumbsticks to walk, you use this device. So it's not for somebody who can't use a controller.
Oh, so you walk to walk, basically.
Yes. And apparently...
So it's realistic, is what you're saying.
Yes. It premiered in 2015. In this version, they made it a little bit better by adding straps.
Wow. Great job, guys. Now is their innovation. 2018, we're adding straps, guys.
Okay, and
2019,
we'll
add shoe ties and buckles.
And the other thing that is on this list is the Sony's iconic Aibo dog, which we kind of mentioned before. It's been reborn.
Cool. Yay.
Yay, Sony dog.
See the hype for this? This thing's
yeah, I don't get
train.
It. $1,800? Joe, are you going to spend $1,800 for your kid to have a robotic dog?
Fuck no.
We also saw some weird robots coming out of CES.
Fucking Skynet. I'm telling you, it's fucking Skynet. They're coming for us. I'm telling you. It's all going to be a push of a button.
I think you're right, because this year they made the pole dancing robot.
Too many, god.
So what they're doing is replacing strippers' jobs. We can't have it. We can't have them replacing strippers' jobs.
Nope.
But no, if the strippers lose their jobs.
We're going on strike, but Clay, how are, we can't, it's bad enough, you know, people at Tim Hortons in Canada are losing their, because of the minimum wage being increased, they're having their benefits cut. We can't have strippers.
Shit, really?
We can't have strippers lose their money because everyone decides to hire pole dancing strippers. That's wrong.
Pole dancing stripper robots?
You know how many, like, poor kids.
Another weird thing to come out of CES?
Yeah.
Is a belt that you wear, and if you fall, it senses that you're falling and deploys airbags.
Oh, the hip thing. That thing, actually, I think that's pretty cool from an insurance standpoint of view. I think it's just neat because it helps seniors.
They should just package that shit with a life alert.
That's, if I'm correct, it actually has it where once it deploys, it actually does let people know what's going on.
Like, it'd be one of those cheesy-ass, like, 90s infomercials at 3 in the morning where, like, the lady's, like, falling, and she's like, I hit my inflator pad, and it inflates, and I don't fall on the ground anymore.
I still think the funniest thing with that is that, like, those infomercials are hilarious. But Kalai was also looking... Did you see the toothbrush that helps kids brush their teeth by making them play a video game?
That was awesome.
Yes, I kind of want it. Yeah, I kind of want that.
It increases the duration in which they have to brush to keep the game on, which is really cool because I have a lot of issues at my job getting kids to brush their teeth for the correct duration. It's really, they should be 90 seconds or almost about 2 minutes is how much you're supposed to brush your teeth for.
Yeah.
So,
and how about the electroshock therapy weight loss headband? Because that's what I want to do, is electroshock myself.
That's like, what are you, like White Goodman from Dodgeball? You're going to touch the donut and you're like, ah! And you're like, you're a naughty boy. Don't touch that.
Well,
donut.
I was just actually looking at one that's supposed to like be a headset that you wear that's supposed to like literally send signals to your brain to make it so you're less hungry.
Yeah, that's BS.
I kind of want that. I'm not going to lie.
Stop eating.
Oh, Kalai, look at this one. Look at this. I'm going to be loving my insurance job pretty quickly. There's Razor Tuber Jet Propelled Children Shoes.
There you go.
You remember Heelys? Well, they're back, except these things are rocket powered. Wow. Awesome. So we're going to put literally things that can do 10 miles an hour, put them under our kids' feet, and then just let them go.
It's like the new hoverboard. It's like the new hoverboard. That shit will be banned in like a week.
Yeah.
Did you also see what Netflix did?
Where they brought out that weird dead body thing?
Yes! It was like a person's body, but it was a fake thing. And they thought, oh, hey, you know, let's put this out. And people are like, what is this? And they're like, oh, you could download your personality and your brain right into this robotic thing. So I was like, okay, that's weird. I don't know why they're doing it, but hey.
There's a lot of weird stuff, Clyde. It's CES where literally half the gadgets you see anyway are never going to become true until like maybe 2 or 3 years from now. Sometimes none of it ever does come, you know, to fruition. I mean, there's some pretty cool things. On the cool side of things, other than weird things, Clyde, did you see the projector things that make it so that if you look at it from a certain angle, you see something different than everybody else?
No.
So there's this little tiny projector that's about the size of an iPad that projects to a TV. Now, you put it in front of you. Now, with putting it in front of you, you only see what it is. Now, Joe could also put one in front of him and watch something on top of my projection, but only see his projection. And you can have up to 9 people. They say they've tested it up to 9 people sitting all looking at the wall at different things, and everyone's watching something different, but they can all see clearly their own thing. It's pretty cool. I think it's pretty neat.
That does sound pretty interesting.
I know.
How about the suitcase that actually drives itself and follows you?
I mean, that's good for people
that's kinda creepy.
That make a shitload of money and can afford that. That's like R2-D2 that carries clothes for you.
Well, no, there is one that... But see, they already have an R2-D2 that you can have beer holding into it, and you push a button and it finds you.
Kalai, how do you not have this?
Yeah, why do you not have the R2-D2?
Can you buy it on an Amazon link?
Because I'm not a Star Wars fan.
Kalai, do you even watch Star Wars, Kalai?
I've seen Star Wars.
I think we went, you're a Trekkie, aren't you, Kalai?
I am a Trekkie.
Goddamn Trekker.
What the hell would they have to design?
Data.
So if you had Data walk around? So the question is, if they made a replica Data that would walk around and give you beer,
over that shit.
So what you're telling me is that Jim's going to have to take a second mortgage on the house?
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
A lot less peanuts for Jim.
Oh, okay, wait. One more thing. One more thing that's super cool, and I think it's super neat, and it's something that it's neat to see the kind of technology we're seeing, is did you guys see the LG roll-up TV?
No.
Okay, so what they've done is they've designed a TV, 65 and 84-inch TV, that fits in the size of a box that's like a soundbar size. And what it does is you push a button, and you can have it so it's a soundbar, but it plays, you can push a button where it just comes up just about 2 to 3 inches, and it can like play music for you, or you can push it the full way, and it pulls out the entire TV, and it out rolls it out like a, like, and stands it up.
So like you can literally roll the, you can literally roll your TV to the kitchen table now, like we wanted to when we were kids.
Yeah, yeah. So then you roll, it rolls up and then shoots out, and then so when you don't want it, it just disappears, and it's a little soundbar. It's super cool.
That is super.
That's cool.
All right, so that's our show.
We need to end this. Yes, I'm back. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Let's fucking land this plane before you crash land and we lose all your audio.
Exactly. You could find me at Xbox Miley, M-A-I-L-E, the number 21, the PSN at Miley 1978. You can find me on Steam at Kalai21, and you can find me on the Twitter at Kalai21 or in our podcast group. Joe.
You can find me on PSN and on Twitter at Mr. TMNT84. That's capital M, lowercase r, capital T, lowercase M, NT84 at the Twitter and on the PSN. Yeah, come hang out, play some games. Friend request me. I'll probably accept your friend request.
But if you guys do want, I will accept your friend's request. You can go find me on the PlayStation Network at Aguyu, A-G-U-Y-U, or on Steam, or on Twitter at The Grounded Gamer, no E-double-D. And they can also find all of us everywhere on the Facebook group. And
Twitter.
Yeah, our Twitter.
So we'll see you on the next episode of Game Stuff.
Check you later.
Stay grounded.